Hi there, this is Dr. Nick Good from Success Ultra Now, welcoming you to the third level, Superhero Training, the second part of that series. This is a recorded broadcast because I'm going to be away over on the Big Island for a few days. And so I just wanted to zero in on a few important facts. Following on from the things that we were discussing last week, I'd like you to review what we did last week, and indeed review all the material through the first level and the second level, but specifically the one that we did last week, as a precursor to this, what we're going to be sharing today. What I really want to focus on today is the absolute essence and foundation of our power in the world. And this really is this awareness and attitude equation, and maintaining a perspective, a sane, truthful perspective, a sane, truthful sense of self, sense of identity, how we relate to the world, and what do we relate to the world through. And so this really is at odds, it's different to the way of the normal waking state. Remember in Sun Pop, in a lot of my work, I refer to the normal waking state, a term that came out of the research into DNA through Stanford University, when they recognized that 98% or more of the genetic material in the DNA was non-active in the normal waking state. That means the way of thinking, of feeling, of speaking, of being, the way of vibrating, the way of existing, the very way of being, when you're behaving normally and living normally in the world of form as a human being, only allows you to experience a tiny fragment of that genetic potential, which is energy, which is life force, which is an activating energy that activates your experience as a human being, that activates your biology into the higher octaves of human being, that activates your mind, that allows you to feel more. Imagine if you consider the fact that, you know, we're feeling only a tiny fragment of who we are. Imagine being able to experience 50 times as much joy, or 50 times as much love, 50 times as much peace, you know? These are good considerations. And so this is what we're very, very interested in this real experience, and how we feel with that experience. So shifting out of the normal waking state essentially requires an adjustment to two essential components, two facets of our being, and that is the awareness and the attitude. So what is the awareness set that goes with the normal waking state? And what's the awareness set that goes with a superheroic consciousness, an elevated consciousness, a broader, deeper, more real, more truthful, more alive state? So this is this really is the question. So we're going to zero in on this today and really get to grips with this, because no matter how I present it and how it is presented, or how many times you read it or hear it, you actually have to consciously shift into this state, this attitude, with this attitude and this awareness, and exist from there over and over and over and over and over again, so that you recalibrate your very way of being, your very way of seeing the world, your perspective. You shift out of the normal waking state, which is divorced from reality and is immersed, entangled, lost in the appearance, the level of appearances of the world, the illusory appearance of the world, the level of effect. It's not consciously rooted in a causal level and observing impartially from there. So We need to be aware of these subtleties and be on our game. This is why we're warriors, because the warrior is extremely aware. And there's this razor-edge sharpness to this awareness. There's this intensity of focus. There's an importance attached to this. The importance is literally the difference between having a heaven on earth experience and a hell on earth experience. Because where we are right now, I'm broadcasting this on July the 4th, 2009. So this is our Independence Day here that we're enjoying and celebrating through this broadcast. And what we have is this absolute polarization, these two extreme reality experiences crystallizing in the world, fueled by the same power, but extremely different in terms of the manifestations. One is indeed an idyllic experience, and the other is far from that. And so let's develop the ability to choose. Let's first be aware that there is a choice, and let's develop the ability to choose by practicing over and over and over and over and over in our daily life, especially when things are going well. And then we have that power to choose, and then we have a completely different experience at our disposal, simply through adjusting that awareness and that attitude. Isn't that a wonder? It's such a wonder. So I'm going to invite us now just to take three soft, gentle, deep breaths. Just settling in to a certain stillness. And that stillness has a certain knowingness within it, a certainty. There's a solidity inside of us that is us. And it's always there. No matter what's moving around on the surface. Soft, gentle, deep breaths. Soft, gentle, deep breaths. So that's very, very nice. So let's consider this situation a little deeper. There's three fundamental components of life to be aware of at all times. The most important, the foundational awareness, the foundational perspective, is the source experience, the experience with source, where we have to go into our true sense of self, our true inner nature, in order to experience that. And that requires the shifting out of our over-identification with the physical form, the personality, the identity, the limited, separate individual, into this immersion within with the source of life. And in order for us to do this effectively, we practice something called soul consciousness. Soul consciousness is zeroing in, like winding the lens. Instead of winding the lens back so it becomes wider and wider and wider and wider and wider, and we can embrace the eternal and the infinite in all of its manifestations all around. And let's face it, no one has the ability to do that. It's not possible. We can barely think of all the details in our own little individual life, let alone all the details in everyone else's life and every other being's life. So winding the lens back to embrace awareness, eternity, infinity is just not possible. We can open our minds and open our awareness so that that eternal and infinite experience, possibilities and probabilities lapse against the shores of our awareness. But in order to embrace it, in order to absolutely experience it, we need to go into something called soul consciousness, which is where instead of winding the lens back, we do it the other way, and so it becomes smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller. And we go through the individual experience in the physical world, through the mental emotional planes, into the spiritual plane, and we consider that everything, all of reality, all lives, everyone's lives, all beings, all energy, the whole of existence exists within a tiny point of light, an infinitesimally small point. This is the nature of the holographic reality. The whole is contained within the part. And the in the material world, the part is contained within the whole. And that's the appearance we have. But we don't want to be stuck in that isolated part within the whole experience. We want to definitely be focusing on the whole within the part experience. Okay, you follow me? Very simple. So let's zero in on this soul consciousness and just consider a tiny point of light, infinitesimally small, the tiniest point imaginable, much, much, much smaller than an atom. Billions and billions and billions of times smaller than an atom. Unimaginably small, infinitesimally small, a shining star, a bright point of light. And within that light, within that star, the whole of existence is contained as pure potential. Pure potential. That's soul consciousness. That's the doorway, that's the sight that we sight ourselves with the eternal through. That's the window, that's the nexus point, that's the point of communion, that's our balance point, that's our center. We need that sense of precise, it's so light, it's so delicate, it's so exquisitely intricate. We need that burning focus in that tiny point of light. Very, 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 very soft, very subtle, but very, 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 very intense. So you have to have the perfect blend here of the masculine and the feminine perspective on reality, the masculine and the feminine experience within yourself, where we have this burning masculine intensity of focus, but it's absolutely a feminine experience. So let's just drop into soul consciousness here. Feel the difference in consciousness. It's a feeling experience, we can feel it. It brings immense peace, that experience. The soul's yearning for this feeling of perfect love, this unity consciousness, this return to oneness, it's yearning for that. And the lack of that experience is what drives our addictions and neuroses, our frantic searching in the world for something or someone to make us feel whole, complete. You see? But it's always there. It's a perspective. And so we need to get control of this lens, awareness and attitude. So we come into soul consciousness. Through soul consciousness, we can commune in love with the peace, in peace with the love, and really have that fusion with source energy, with God, with the essence of life, with the whole of life, compressed as pure potential within that tiny point. So the first fundamental, foundational responsibility of yours is to focus on soul consciousness and to weld your heart in love to your source through soul consciousness. That's the foundation. Without that, you have nothing. Without that, you have a lot of hard work, frustration, you're going to be anxious. Something's missing. An itch you can't scratch. That kind of feeling. That's what's going to be happening without that. So your foundation to maintain is soul conscious awareness and that connection with divinity, which means, you know, divinity, the energy that's in everything, the energy that surrounds everything, the energy that is everything in as pure potential, but it's not the manifestation of the form. That means God is in me, God is all around me, but I'm not God. You understand? Life essence is within me, life essence surrounds me, but this is not life essence. This is an individual appearance in an illusory reality, a shifting landscape of energy. It's a wonderful game, and it's a game that has to be played with this warrior intensity and focus and commitment if you want to win the game. Winning the game means getting hold of the horses, because the horses are out of control. The horses have gone mad. They're running in every direction at once, frothing at the mouth, reacting, responding to what appears to be. So let's have a few breaths on that. In soul consciousness. Soft, gentle, deep breaths. The feeling that you should cherish this consciousness, cherish this awareness. This is your most precious possession. It's the most important resource you have. It's the most significant gift you can give yourself, and the most significant gift you can give humanity. So we need to really focus in that way with a lot of tenderness, and cherish that connection. Without that, the love factor, without the soft, peaceful, tender communion, there's no way to really receive the gift of that within yourself. It's not a mental connection, it's not a mental relationship. It's an orientation with the mind, in terms of focus, the direction that you want your energy to go. But the whole fusion, the whole union, the whole communion, the whole yoga is a heart experience. It's a lovemaking communion. And you should cherish it as such. It's so precious. It's your absolute salvation there. It's the portal, infinitesimally small portal, through which your salvation flows. Quite literally. So it's a good deal. So soul consciousness, focused on the point within you. Breathing softly and gently, in love, with love, in peace, with peace. Claiming that sovereignty, claiming that kingdom, claiming that perspective. Claiming that way of being, that awareness, that state. Make it yours. It's who you are. And as you find it, you find your center. And this is the center of this whirling vortex, this electromagnetic, holographic, electrochemical matrix, this geometry. This whirling field of you, the way you extend this creative energy out into the world of form, into the matrix, into the unified field. And you need to get that thing into a perfect geometric shape. So it moves in a perfectly balanced, harmonious way, and it hums with a perfectly harmonious vibration. So it magnetizes a perfectly harmonious reality. So we have on one side the causal factor, which is source energy, soul consciousness, and whether I am seated in the center of my being. And on the other side, the level of effect, the world of form, which includes this whole three-dimensional hologram, wonder of life, includes the universe and all the universes, includes everything that has form and shape, name, anything we can identify and quantify belongs to the world of effect, not the world of cause, including this physical body, of course. And so, if we want the world of form to change, if we want the to go through life unaffected by the fluctuations of the drama, we need to be centered in soul consciousness with a living experience of our true sense of self, this equanimity, this peace, this solidity, this certainty, and feel that balance within the center of this vortexual field. In touch with eternity within us as a living, real experience, constantly and consistently, all of the time, not just some of the time, all of the time. And as we do that, we come into an interface with the material world, with the matrix of life. It has a completely different effect. And everything that appears to be in the world of form feeds back to you. You, the consciousness, observing and causing, and allows you to gauge how you are, who you are within. the way you're thinking, the way you're feeling, the vibratory content of your subconscious and unconscious, the shape of your geometry, the song of your geometry. It allows you to gauge that from the feedback you're receiving from life. And that's a wonder. That's a wonder. The world of form is a wonder. It's a wonder that I am not this physical body, that you are not those physical bodies, and that you are causing those physical bodies. That's an incredible, wondrous thing. It's a wonder that everything in the world exists to feed back to you and communicate is your creation. Everything and everyone. It's a wonder. Soul consciousness, attitude of wonder, amazement, awe. And then the third factor in the mix is what this energy, this consciousness, this life force, this light, this love is flowing through in order to create these effects. What's this strata between what appears to be and what is? What's in there? How does invisible, metaphysical, spirit, unquantifiable, how does it become something? Or how does it fuel substance? What's the field made of that it goes through in order for it to be defined, or that substance to be defined in a form? And that's the field of your mind, you know? This is why imagination is so important. Why imagination is so important, the realm of mind. And so we can take care of our minds, can't we? You know? Our imagination, our thoughts and feelings, essentially. And our words. Our words define how this stuff flows. The consequences, the impact, the vibratory shape. Our words are like a defining mold. The way we speak, the way we speak, the contents of the words, the vibratory impact of the words. The quality of the voice. So, the belief systems, the patterns within your mind, what we need to dissolve if we want a different reality experience that we perceive as an external world. So we focus on soul consciousness with the perspective that the world of form, including my physical body, is part of a wondrous hologram. It's not real. It's not eternal. It's an effect. And that I, the real, am flowing through a field with lots of patterns in there, and I can dissolve those patterns by surrendering in love to the real, the infinite source, the infinite power, and consciously, with love, as love, with compassion, dissolve those patterns. And that's what Sun Pop does. So if you haven't done Sun Pop, and get on that program and clear that strata, that middle bit. Dissolve the ingrained patterns in there through forgiveness, through compassion, through love. Let it go. also our way of being as a superhero in the world. Our way of being. The foundation for our way of being is to have this appreciation so that we exist in wonder for the real life dynamic. Here I am in what appears to be breathing my connection in love with who I truly am, what I truly am, where I come from, what I'm made of. And it isn't in this world of form. So I focus, center in my true sense of self, and exist in this world in appreciation and wonder. It's awesome. There's a physical body. There's all these trees and sky and clouds and the sun, the ocean, nature. There's some noise, people running around in cars, going somewhere to do things with families. It's all the hologram. And that is so amazing. So we exist in this state of wonder and we are on our inner game. We are observing, we're tracking, we have warrior awareness, and we are awake all the time. And we are watching these little things forming in our mind, patterns, beliefs, attitudes, vibrations, thoughts, feelings. And when we sense that they're disharmonious, we dissolve them with the swift and merciless blow of compassion coming from our source, soul consciousness. We allow the love of God to dissolve that. We help that by saying, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I love you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I take responsibility. I take responsibility for everything I am aware of to restore righteousness, to restore harmony, to restore power, to restore the kingdom, to dissolve the unreal. It's a good deal. And that's how you get results. So let's finish with a beautiful meditation. I want to make this succinct, precise, and we've got it in a nutshell. So let's just drop into the experience. So practice, 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 practice. See you soon.